There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. And Anthony, I want to posit a question to you that I popped on Take Command this morning to Logan. And we kind of touched on a little bit earlier. But like, what does a good game for Jaden Daniels on Sunday mean in bum, 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 the MVP conversation? And I will admit, on the front end, there's part of me that hates myself for even saying this. But like, we talk about MVP stuff all the time. We should not talk about it because our guy's in it. In fact, we should talk about it more because the guy that we cover and talk about every day is in it. And as much as we do want to live game to game and not get ahead of ourselves, it just kind of hit me as we were talking this morning. Like, this wasn't a planned part of the conversation, which Logan loves, by the way. Logan loves when I'm just like, whoop, off script, here we go, into La La Land. But I was like, hey, man, like, realistically, this is a chance game of the week, not officially in terms of, like, the 4 o'clock window. It's not Sunday Night Football. It's not Monday Night Football. But I think this is, by most accounts, the game of the week. I'm listening to a couple of national shows. They're like, oh, yeah, let's talk about Pittsburgh-Washington. Best game on the schedule this week. A lot of eyes. Great defense. Big challenge. If he goes out and plays well, anybody that's reserving him in the MVP conversation because he's a rookie has nothing else to stand on. Like, it just is so matter of fact. Not that I'd put him at the top necessarily, unless like Lamar bombs tonight and then Jaden throws for 400 yards and rushes for 100. Like, if he has the Florida game against the Steelers, sure. But he's definitely in the top five right now already based off of what we've seen through 9 weeks. And I think it's just worth like kind of saying like, whoa, if he has a big game on Sunday, where does that put him?
Yeah, I think for rookie of the year, a lot of people are going to say, oh, he's having one of the best rookie seasons ever.
They should be. He is.
I think if you just look at the season as a whole, he's having one of the better seasons among all quarterbacks. So I don't think we should just be excluding him because he's a rookie kind of thing. And Craig, I'm not going to lie, to answer your question, I looked ahead at our schedule and I'm not going to say like we have a cakewalk to, you know, a couple of wins because we still have to go out there and win these games, but it is a very favorable schedule that we have. Granted, we have two matchups with Dallas. They're without Dak, maybe even CD. And then you also have the Falcons. There are a couple of other teams, the Saints, who we should watch. The Falcons, that may be a good game. But I think there's a chance we can go out there and get 12, 13 wins, depending on how the games go against the Eagles as well. But just that alone, say we go 12-5, 13-4, where we were predicted to go coming into the season, I think that is enough to like warrant a top three, top four consideration when we're talking about the MVP race. Yes, you have Lamar. Yes, you have Jared Goff. But we were predicted to not even win 5-6 games by Vegas, and we have a chance to double it if we go out there and do that. So I think when you talk about the MVP, somebody changing the trajectory of a franchise, of a team, considering where we were predicted to go, I think it's fair to have this guy in there. You have to.
Of course. I mean, has there been any other offseason transaction that is more valuable than Jaden Daniels to the Washington Commanders? I think Ravens fans would be like, hey, Derrick Henry's been really good. And he has. Mm-hmm. He's, as far, my quick thoughts, like players who change teams that matter most, Derrick Henry has unlocked an even higher level of that Ravens offense. What he's doing is insane. He's on pace for like a 2,000-yard season. Lamar has been even better, one, because he just keeps improving, and two, because of what Derrick Henry provides and the opportunities, and Lamar is taking advantage of them. So Derrick Henry has been, you know, just absurdly impactful in Baltimore. But this is a team that won 4 games last year. And I realize it's a very different team. They changed over more players than anybody else in the league, but it's not like they signed a bunch of guys that thought everybody or made everyone think they were going to be a top 5 team in the league, which I think you could argue that they are, the 2 seed in the NFC right now. There's obviously a bunch of teams in the AFC that are really good. But you have to, like, he's, what if this isn't what value looks like, then what the hell is? And just on the rookie side of it, last year I pulled up the number or the comparisons, Jaden to Stroud. Here's where we are so far. I guess I got to get per game, huh? But we got so far, Jaden is completing 71.5% of his passes for 1,945 yards. So that's, we'll do this math real quick. This is math we can do. 1945 divided by 9. I know he only played barely in the one game, but this is how it works. He's averaging 216 yards a game. Stroud went 4108 in 15 games, which is 273. So Stroud per game, better. Jaden, obviously, a little bit dragged down by the Carolina game where he played one series. But them's the breaks. That's how it works. Jaden has only thrown 2 picks. Stroud only threw 5. The TD percentage, Stroud's a little bit higher. Interception percentage, Jaden a little bit lower. Jaden's rating is higher. He's on pace to take fewer sacks, although it's not a huge difference. The sack percentage is a little bit lower. Jaden, both a higher yards per attempt and air yards per attempt. Also, let's see. What is that? That is the adjusted net yards per pass attempt. Jaden is higher. He's obviously got a higher completion percentage, so Stroud's got a little bit higher yards per completion. That doesn't account for the rushing stats, where Jaden already has more than doubled, nearly quadrupled, CJ Stroud's output. I guess probably close to tripled. He's 459 already and 4 touchdowns. Picked up 29 first downs. Dang. These are raw stats.
Yeah.
Stroud last year, period, 167 yards, 3 touchdowns, 17 first downs in 15 games. Jaden in 9 has 459 yards, 4 TDs, 29 first downs picked up on the ground. I think that's pretty good.
It's a bad man.
I think that is really good. Just some other like fun ones. The bad throws, poor throws, the way they do it based off accuracy, the on target, whatever. Daniels, more accurate. He's thrown 32 so far this year. Stroud had 95. And again, like we're a little bit more than halfway through. So double the number. And you're still like 2/3. Bad throw percentage. There you go. It's 19.9% for Stroud. So one of every 5 throws, only 14.5% for Daniels. His on target percentage, obviously higher as well. All the rushing stuff, yards per scramble. Yeah, he's on pace to have a better rookie year than Stroud, which how many times did I tell callers in this offseason, like, hey, do not count on Jaden Daniels coming in and being CJ Stroud or better, because Stroud had arguably the best rookie season any quarterback has ever had. It's like him, Andrew Luck. Obviously, RG3 was really good that year as well. He actually won the rookie of the year. Passing wise, Luck was, I think, over 4,000. Cam had over 4,000 his rookie year. But like, it is a very, very, very small list. And Daniels is about to be better than all of them.
Were any of them in the MVP contest?
Not that I can remember. I mean, RG obviously got Washington in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Indy, I'd have to look. We're up against the clock. I'd have to look. Luck, because Indy was typically pretty good as long as Luck was healthy.
Yep.
So maybe Luck was, but certainly none of them have won it.
No.
And a rookie quarterback's never made the Super Bowl. But hey, let's break some records. Why? There's got to be a first always.
Somebody's got to do it.
I wouldn't mind. I'm just saying, again, do I think, is that going to be my prediction? No. Would it be fun? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Andrew Filippone covers the Steelers for 93.7 The Fan. He also has an eye on the NFL nationally, as he does First in Pod with Patrick Peterson. We talked to Pat P yesterday, but we got Andrew on with us today. Definitely always great to chat with him, and excited to welcome here to the Hoffman Show next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.